Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, the 4-H agent, Melissa Stabner. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to have you on the program. You know, Melissa, you emailed me some information, things that we could talk about, and I was glancing at the info, and the first thing said, we're just finishing the school year, and I had to stop for a second and realize that we are just about to finish the school year, which, maybe for the kids is a great thing. But I'd like to, if we could this morning, Melissa, talk about some of the programs that 4-H conducted during the school year this past year, things that happened.
Okay. I'll just primarily focus on our springtime. It's a real busy time to do school enrichment programs. Part of the 4-H directive is to help educate our young people in different areas that are important and that we can also supplement the teachers in school with. Two of the major programs that I have done are Steps to Health, which is a third grade nutrition program that focuses on getting children to understand the importance of good nutrition and physical activity. We target third grade primarily because it's the age that children are starting to make those decisions for themselves, what kind of food they're choosing, and how much physical activity they get. We're all aware that there is a real concern for our young people, as many of them are at third grade or already showing signs of having some health conditions and being, overweight. So we want to try to educate them and help them make positive decisions. Another program that goes right along that way is called Color Me Healthy.
Yeah.
That's geared for our younger youth, pre-K and kindergarten. And what that primarily does is provide an opportunity for the young children to experience lots of different foods. Mm. We want them to have the opportunity to try lots of different fruits and vegetables, which are so important in our developing children, and some other opportunities to try some new foods that they may not have had the opportunity to have. Starting at that young age, just getting them able and willing to try new things mm-hmm. is kind of what we're stressing with those children.
Well, when you start, Melissa, when you start at a young age for kids, not only are you giving them opportunity to try these things, but you're also encouraging them in a way to start on the path of healthy eating and healthy exercise, right?
That is correct. And, I try to emphasize to them that the decisions that they are making as children in terms of health and nutrition and physical activity will be part of the equation that influences their ultimate health when they get older.
Absolutely.
Some of the other programs that are also important, one that we have done annually for over 20 years, is our Yadkin County Ag Awareness Day.
Yes.
Agriculture is such an important industry and the number one industry here in Yadkin County. And it's also very important, as we're teaching the nutrition, we want also for our children to know where their food comes from. That's a second grade program, and all of the second grade children come out to the Long Hickory Arena, which is a beautiful venue to have this program.
Oh, yeah.
And they rotate through a series of stations where they learn about all of the different types of livestock, crops, and agriculture that takes place here in Yadkin County.
It is important that we don't take for granted that they automatically understand these things, right? Because not everybody grows up on a farm, and they don't all experience those things initially.
That is true. And the way our county has evolved, we still have an abundance of agriculture going on here in the county, but our children don't gain exposure to that.
Right.
Many of the families do live in a rural community, but don't actually have that hands-on experience and opportunity to see agriculture and farm animals up close.
The eggs do not initially come from the cooler in the grocery store, do they?
That is correct. And in regards to that, we also have an embryology program, which we do, and that primarily focuses on grades K through 2. They learn the life cycle of an actual chicken because they have incubators in the classroom. I bring them eggs, and they hatch out baby chicks. That's just a great experience for them to understand the full process. They learn the life cycle in their science opportunities in the older grades, and then they actually see that happening.
Our guest is Melissa Stabner. She's the 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, and talking about reviewing some things that went on in the spring with the 4-H program. And as we said, school just about to come to a close, Melissa. And you mentioned, and obviously it is, you mentioned that spring is a pretty busy time for 4-H, but I think summer's a pretty busy time for the program as well. What do you have going on with the 4-H and Yadkin for the summer?
We have a lot of opportunities for our youth here in the summer. We do a lot of programs in conjunction with our neighbors' 4-H counties. We have the same type of children, and we pool our resources and expertise so we can provide opportunities for the youth here in the surrounding area. The first one that we're going to be hosting is a healthy lifestyles camp, and I mentioned that again, how important it is. One of the focus areas of 4-H is trying to get our young people interested and educated about how important that is.
Sure.
That's a two-day camp on June 27th and 28th, and it's open for youth ages 8 through 18. The first day will be in Surry County. We'll be going up to Pilot Mountain and experiencing the opportunity to hike up there and learn a little bit about nature, and then have some workshops back at the shelter related to physical activity and health and nutrition. The second day is here in Yadkin County. We are going to be really getting going in the kitchen and providing the youth the opportunity to cook a healthy lunch and learn about making wise choices and decisions. And then in the afternoon, we're going to go out to the beautiful Lake Hampton, and the youth are going to get an opportunity. The older youth will be kayaking, and the younger children will be fishing out at the lake.
That'll be a fun couple of days right there, for sure.
One of my favorite opportunities and things that I do during the summer is the Zoo Snooze. That's a program open for youth ages 7 through 12, and we actually go to the North Carolina Zoo. We leave in the afternoon here, and we get down to the zoo, and we have workshops in the evening, and we do a night hike, and then we sleep overnight at the zoo in the educational building. The children really love that, and it's a great opportunity, especially the night hike when we are actually in the zoo when it's dark.
Ooh.
And going on a hike and listening and learning, you know, in the evening. And then the following day, we get up, we have another workshop in the morning, and then we spend the day at the zoo.
That sounds like just a fun time right there, no question.
It really is, and the kids really, really enjoy it and learn a lot. And that's another one of those things that we take for granted. A lot of children have the opportunity to visit the zoo, but there are a certain portion or population that really haven't had the opportunity to experience it, and if they don't get it in their school programs, this is one way that we can help provide that opportunity for children.
These programs, Melissa, how do people sign up or register for them? How does that work?
They can call our office here in Yadkin County, and that number is 336-679-2061, or they can call the number 336-849-7908.
Do you have other plans for the summer?
Yes, we also have an area environmental camp that focuses on that age 8 to 13, and that will be hosted in Wilkes County. And the theme of the event is Every Day is Earth Day. Youth will get to participate in environmental-based adventures while learning about how our environment is so important to us and how to protect it. This is another area that we feel, you know, helping children understand environment and natural resources, they're there to be used, but also to be taken care of.
Sure.
Our last two programs are a new livestock camp that's going to be held on August 8th at the Lone Hickory Arena, and youth will get the opportunity to learn about sheep and goats, and we're going to have those animals there, and they'll get an opportunity to learn about them and learn how to take care of them, and it's a very hands-on experiential learning process. Our last program that we have been doing yearly is a Chef and the Child program. We don't have a date set for that, but that's open to youth ages 8 through 12, where they learn about being safe in the kitchen, how to handle food properly and safely, and it's a four-day camp in the mornings, and then we have the children make their own lunches.
Ah, terrific. So many wonderful things that 4-H, opportunities that 4-H gives to help build young people into strong, responsible adults, because let's face it, we're adults a lot longer than we are children, but if we can instill those kind of values and give them that kind of information, that'll carry over into their adult life. Our guest, Melissa Stabner, she's the 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Melissa, we've talked a bit before about this, and I know it's vitally important. Let's talk about the role that volunteers play with the 4-H program, and what's the process if one would want to become a volunteer?
Volunteers are the backbone to our program. We rely upon them heavily. I am the only agent and paid staff here in Yadkin County, so I utilize volunteers in many, many roles. Just recently, you know, we have had some people be interested, and they can't make a commitment for a long time, but they want to share some of their interests with the children. And what we do is there is a process where they actually fill out a volunteer application. All of the volunteers that will be working with the children by themselves will go through a background check. We encourage people that are just interested in maybe doing a program where they would coordinate it either with another volunteer or club leader or myself. You know, we're looking for people that may want to bring some skill they have out to young people and just do a day program or a morning program. So there's all kinds of opportunities, whether it be long-term commitment, you want to become a leader or a volunteer continually. There are those opportunities, but we're also looking for just people that have a skill or something of interest that they might like to share with young people.
Sure. And they can contact you at your office to get more info, right?
That is correct. Okay. And again, our number is 336-679-2061.
Melissa, 4-H is a nonprofit organization. Can we talk about how they're funded, what kind of financial support they need?
We do receive funds from the Yadkin County United Fund and some other local organizations. Our Farm Bureau has been very generous to us, and also our Extension and Community Association, and we have a lot of private donors. Mm-hmm. A lot of the young people that I work with are from limited resource backgrounds, so we are always looking to try to have funds available so that those children will have opportunities to participate in some of our program. For instance, a zoo snooze is $30 for the entire trip.
Right.
And that could be a very costly thing for a family, so we try to provide some scholarship funds for them. And again, you know, we look for donations of any kind. If you have a special interest, maybe you're interested in the child getting some more of the healthy lifestyles or the cooking programs, we can take those donations and mark those funds to be spent in a specific area. As time goes on, the funds become less and less available, and there's more agencies, especially with our United Fund money that we do receive. We're very grateful for that. But there are a lot of other agencies and organizations that are also going after that money for programs that are very valuable to our community. So if anybody would like to donate or has a specific program that they'd like to fund, we always welcome that and appreciate that and thank them and recognize that they are contributing. We also do have an active livestock association here in Yadkin and Davie counties, and they've worked really hard to raise funds to support our livestock show and a lot of our livestock related activities.
The bottom line is a lot of people help, and there are a lot of opportunities for folks to help too in any number of ways, either volunteering their time or, as you say, sponsoring program or, you know, contributing. So the good news is that you're there, Melissa, doing great work with the 4-H Yadkin County chapter, and we really appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and I thank you for your time today. Melissa Stabner, 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, thank you so much, and look forward to the next time. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.